Go to the Word Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Luke, and we're in chapter 21. We trust you'll have your Bible open, and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
They did it on the international level so that everybody was watching, so they felt a very strong sense that they needed to do the things very much in keeping with propriety and rightness. That's why they say, as long as sufferings are sufferable, we would be that, but we can't. And then they list their grievances in the declaration. They declared to the nations because they wanted to get it right, and they wanted to have the approval of an obvious wrong situation foisted on them. And what we ended up with was a bunch of people who were very fastidious in every letter and in their lives, and what they ended up doing was they brought forth a more perfect union. Not a perfect, but a more perfect union. And it's gotten more perfect from there. The slave days, 630,000 people shed blood on a battlefield, more than in almost all the battles we've ever fought since then, every war. Compared to it, we lost them in the Civil War. And what we have now is we have people saying, you owe us. No, we paid. We paid with our blood, we fought together, we fought for a cause, and we overcame a thing that was not appropriate, but it was understood, it's always been there, and it's here today. It's here today. Have you ever considered where Egypt is? It's in Africa. Most of the Africans are of the black race, if you call it a race. I don't like the word because we're all the human race, but of the black race. But they were the first ones that are in the Bible mentioning taking people for slaves. Remember, the Israelites were enslaved in Egypt. I don't know if you've ever parsed that. You're thinking probably of Yul Brynner. Okay. Yul Brynner looked kind of dark, but he wasn't looking black because he wasn't black. And there might be some people who are more Middle Eastern there now, but in the original times, that was a place where the black folks were. And if you look at some of their statues, you'll see the characteristics in the statues of stone. My point is, we all have a lot of splaining to do when we get home, but I don't have to answer for slavery because I wasn't there. And neither were the kids who were there, you know, in other countries that did bad things. I take you as you come. So I digress, but I want you to know that what we're seeing is people don't believe properly because they've been trained poorly. And what we're seeing is Jesus is letting them know very deliberately that something is going to come. He says all these things are going to be thrown down. They just want to know, when is that going to come? Because it sounds like a terminal hour, and it was a terminal hour. Verse 8 says, you got to be careful that you don't be deceived. Greek word is planao. It means to wander. Don't let somebody make you wander and chase a butterfly over here. You stay on point. He says, you stay on point, you listen to what I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to tell you how this thing's going to unfold. He says, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. Do you notice the word Christ is in italics? That's because it's not in the original. Literally, it says, many are going to come in my name and say, I am. And they could be saying, I am the prophet. There are prophets right now telling you things are going to happen. There are people who are in QAnon. There are people who are in the charismatic movement who are telling you that they have already seen visions and signs and all this, and many of them are just looking at the tea leaves like anybody who's in the political arena who doesn't have any spiritual interest. And they're just saying, this is going to happen and that's going to happen, but God told me this is going to happen. He says, listen, you watch out. If you read the scriptures, the Bible says there were false prophets in those days, and he says there will also be false teachers among you who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and brought upon themselves swift destruction. He says, you're going to have false teachers in your day. He also says in chapter 13 of the book of Deuteronomy, if there arise a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and he giveth you a sign or a wonder, listen, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass. He says, that guy said it. It did come to pass, just exactly as he said. And he says, and that sign or wonder comes to pass, whereof he spake, he says, and then he says to you, let us go after other gods, which you have not known, and let us serve them. He says, you shall not hearken unto the words of that prophet. I don't care if his dream came true or not. There's a guy right now who was prophesying two presidents, long hair. He was like this real charismatic guy, and I think he sang. I just watched one of his videos because people kept referring to him, and he was saying all this stuff. And it'd be real easy for a novice to look at that and say, wow, he said that back in 2000. And wow, ooh, ah. You know, people want McDonald's. They want quick. They don't want to know the Bible. They want to know what's going to happen and don't even ask me to work it out. I got a game to play. I got a game to watch. I got a TV series to binge on. This world, some things are happening, man. It's time to slow down. Put all the stuff away until you got your mind around things, okay? You need the Word of God. And everything else is wandering. Do not be wandering. Do not be deceived. Do not be made to wander. He says, the Lord God, he says, he sends these people to you. He says this in verse 3 of chapter 13 of Deuteronomy. He says, thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or of that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God tests you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and your soul. You shall walk after the Lord your God. You shall fear him, reverence him, honor him, keep his commandments and obey his voice. You shall serve him and cleave to him. Listen, that's a word for our day, isn't it? Isn't that a word for our day? We need to cleave to God. He told us the same thing in Luke 21, verse 8, where he says, they're going to come saying, I am. And he says, and the time draweth near. That's another part of their message, which we're hearing right now. By the way, people right now in QAnon, they're saying the time is drawing near for a nirvana. That's what they're saying. They're saying it's going to be really good. They think that the digital currency is going to come in, that Trump's going to come back, and that everything's going to be great. I know what they're saying. They're like a cult. They're completely deluded. Because the Bible says wicked men are going to be deceiving and being deceived, and they're going to wax worse and worse, and this is going to be a really bad day when Jesus has to take his church out. When the church has basically run its course, they don't have any desire to be in church anymore because that's, you know, that's standing away from the standard. I don't want to go to church. I don't like church. The whole society today. If one thing should have happened when COVID hit, everybody should have ran to the church. I've had people telling me, man, it's terrible. Terrible. Church is all shut down. I said, did you go to church before this? No. Are you going? No. But, you know, I've never seen anything like it in a church. But the Christian should be saying, I should be in church. And the pastor should be saying, how can I do church? We did it with outside for a while until we got everybody a little bit calmed down because the world said, boo. Said, boo. And we all said, oh, in the world of the church. We got to be mindful. Jesus is on the throne. You're not getting out alive no matter what you do. You don't have to fear the government. And you don't have to fear the face of man. You just fear Jesus. And that doesn't mean walk around in trepidation. It means you're looking for his approval. You just don't want to let him down. When you have perfect love, it casts out the kind of trepidation that comes from those early days. You ought to fear him if you're not saved. Because you're not supposed to fear him who can destroy the body. But fear him who can cast both body and soul into hell. Remember that? That's a verse, right? Fear him who can cast both body and soul into hell. That'll get you sitting up straight and thinking, what should I do? Well, he's telling us there's going to be people coming. They're going to try to turn you to the left or the right. And he says, they're going to say, the time is near. And guess what? They're right. But it's not the time they're thinking of. And the Bible says, go ye not therefore after them. But when you shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified. Does that sound like our day? The word for commotions is the word that literally means instability. It has in its word the word stasis, which means to stand. But it has a couple prepositions put together that makes it such that you can't hardly stand anywhere. You don't even know where to stand. You ever feel like that these days? I don't know where to stand. Should I stand 6 feet away from somebody? Should I give you a hug? Should I take my mask down? Should I pull it up? I don't know how to even look anymore. You know, what do I do? You know? I got this really cool mask. You like my mask? No, not really. Hate the mask. Hate everybody's mask. Hate my mask. I don't ever wear a mask again. But the reality is there's a time to wear a mask, and this isn't it. If somebody's sick in my presence and I know they're sick, or if I know I can make them because they're immune deficient. See, that's the lie they told, and everybody wasn't what they said. But if it was true, we should have worn a mask. But it wasn't true. And it's not true. Don't go after them. Jesus is coming. He said there's going to be commotions. You're not going to know where to stand. He says don't be terrified. The word for terrified is interesting to me because terrorism is a big deal today. And right now we've got political terrorism going on. The word for terrorism literally has the idea of to fly and to fall at the same time. It means not only don't you know where to stand, but it creates in you a sense that you don't know where to stand and you move quickly and you fall. You see, this is what has happened to a lot of people with their church attendance over the past year. People who were good, but they were on the fringe, and then they said boo, and then they didn't come. Word on the street is 60% of the churches will not reopen. Isn't that crazy? You know why they won't open? It's because those people who are older didn't train their kids that church was important. And by the way, you don't tell them it's important. You show them that it's important because it's important to you. Every little kid wants to be like their daddy. So daddy first. Little kids mimic their mama. If they're a little girl especially, they're like, man, mama, she just gets a tear when they sing those songs. And you don't do it because you're trying to get impressed on them. You just show them you love Jesus. You spend time in your Bible. You spend time on your knees. Or you spend time around the table talking about the person you shared Christ with. Or you have a relationship with him. And they want that. And then what happens is they'll see the stupidity of the world when it happens. And they're looking at you and you're like a rock. What? With these people? There's nothing going on. You say, somebody asked the Amish people, why was it that they weren't affected by COVID? It says, because we don't have a TV. We don't have a TV. Right? If you didn't hear about it, you wouldn't even know about it. Delta variant? Huh? Do you know just as many people died in 2020 as did in 2019? Flu got gone, though. We didn't have any of that going on. When they flew, it's minimal. Guys, this is not rocket science. They've been playing us. It's called deception. Be not deceived. The Bible says commotion, terrified. It says, for these things must first come. It doesn't mean to pass. It means these things must first come. Are they here? They are, aren't they? Commotions, you don't know where to stand. You're going to say boo and you're going to jump. This is what's happening. This has to come first. And in verse 10 he says, then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines, and pestilences, and fearful sights. What's that? Fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. Did anybody see the moon last night? Anybody see it? Wasn't that amazing? That was a beautiful moon, but it was a red moon. The Bible calls that a blood moon. You say, what's it mean, Pastor? I said, I don't know, but it's creepy. Because I'm looking at things biblically. I don't know what it means, but man, what else can happen, right? What is next? When it says great sights, did you know they have a thing called the giant I told you about here a little bit ago? That giant can depict people. The Bible says there's going to be an image made to the Antichrist. Well, now there's an apparatus for that to happen. It's about 30 stories high at its top, and then they've got smaller ones. They're going to go all over the world, and you'll be able to see Michael Jackson or JFK up there or all these people. They're going to put anybody they want, and it'll move, it'll look at you, it'll talk. What are we doing, man? Were they doing that on purpose? Because they know what's coming and they read the book? Or is this just happening and Jesus just knew it? Isn't that the question? I think it's probably that they didn't know. And Jesus did. He says, you're going to see fearful sights. I don't know when you see that. You can go online, look it up. The Giant's what it's called. Pretty amazing. Look on YouTube. Earthquakes. You know we're getting ready to be hit by a terrible storm. Henry, coming over. New York's talking about being boarded up and all that. And then it's followed quickly by grace. But this is nothing new. But the fact is that we know more about things, and they always are saying boo. So you never know if it's going to be bad or not. They say it's going to rain. It doesn't rain. They say it's going to be a nice day. It's a raining. You know, they do this. Did you know they told us that July was the hottest month ever recorded? Now, I've lived long enough to know that's just flat out wrong. That's a lie. I remember the dog days of summer. I remember the leaves wouldn't even wake up. They just sat there. No movement in the wind. 90s in Ohio. That was kind of regular. Kind of regular. Why did they say it? Because they can. And because they're just testing how much you're going to believe them. Who are they? They're the rotten politicians. We don't have to qualify it anymore. Most of them are rotten. They're showing it every day. Good Christian people are too busy playing to be involved in politics, so the other ones got involved who live for this earth and this only.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio, and I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies, and we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.